Thank you for calling AVRP Studios. Our business hours are 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday and 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Fridays. If you know your party's four-digit extension, you may dial it at any time. To dial by name, please press 1. To leave a message in our general...
By using the keys on your touch-tone phone, please enter the first or last name of the party you wish to reach. Press star at any time to return to the main menu. Transferring to
Doug Austin. Good morning, Doug Austin's office. This is Anna.
Hey, good morning, Anna. This is Pete. I'm from Bank of Cardiff. Doug gave me a call. Actually, I gave Doug a call last week. He returned it. He couldn't get back to me. I'm just returning his call.
Okay. So, 1 second, please.
Yeah, no problem.
He's available. I'm going to go ahead and put you through. 1 second, please.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, it's Doug Austin.
Hey, Doug. This is Pete from Bank of Cardiff. Just returning your call here from last week.
Yeah, you know, I was. You had sent a message and said that you were looking at credit lines of $250,000, and it sounded like you were an equipment lender. And then, quite frankly, I have to admit, I was a little confused because I got a call at like 6 o'clock or 6:30 or something on one morning, and it sounded like you were calling out of New York, not out of Cardiff. Where are you located?
No, I'm in San Diego right here, right okay. Between La Jolla and Miramar.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And so what exactly, the thing that piqued my interest is we want to do a number of improvements to our place of business, but it's not equipment. And I didn't know if you guys handled stuff like that or not. It's more like a tenant improvement.
Yeah, no, 100% we do. We do working capital. Are you familiar with that at all?
Sure.
Yeah, so it's a basic rundown. It's unsecured cash, so that's what you can use for renovations if you want to do any kind of like painting or, you know, things like that, just touch up work or you know, marketing, things aren't so tangible.
Yeah. And now, are these things personally guaranteed or corporately guaranteed?
It's corporate. It doesn't go on your personal credit at all. It's not run through your, you know, it's all through the business. It's a business loan.
And what are the rates that you're quoting these days for loans like that?
Well, it depends how much capital you're looking to bring on in relation to, it's based off gross annual sales here.
Okay, so our gross annual sales this year will probably be between $5 and $6 million, and we're probably, to do the TIs you want to do, I'm thinking it's a loan, and I'm going to give you a really wide range right now, somewhere between $20,000 to $40,000, okay? And we need to determine exactly what we're doing and how much, if any, the landlord will pay for. So based on that, let's assume it's $30,000. What would be the terms and the rate on a loan like that?
Well, yeah, in relation to your gross annual sales, that's not really a big number at all. So you're good in that department because we usually do about 10% to 15%.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, how long were you looking to bring this on for? That's really the only other factor here.
Well, typically, the reason that we wanted to do it as a TI loan as opposed to just take it out of cash, you know, cash out of operations, which is kind of what we do typically when they're small. But I'd rather amortize it, like, you know, over a period of time, 2-3 years, something like that. So it'd be, you know, whatever that would be. So let's assume for a minute that we wanted to do whatever we're going to do and we're going to amortize it over 2-3 years. So that'd be anywhere from, let's say, 24 to 36 payments. Let's call it 30 payments. 30,000, 30 payments, okay? That's Yeah, that's probably safe enough.
Yeah, 30 payments, 30,000, and you know, it works by you just make the, you know, the payment either on a monthly, weekly. I doubt you want to do a daily basis for this.
No. It'd have to be monthly. Is what we normally do.
Yeah. No problem. No problem. Make a note of that. Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, you definitely. How's your credit? Good, bad, in the middle. It's tough.
Well,
off the top
for
of your
the
head.
Firm. For the
yeah.
Firm?
For the yeah. The firm's credit.
The firm's credit's excellent.
Oh, good, good. So, are you? You're the owner there, Doug, right?
I'm one of the owners, but I'm the majority owner.
Okay, cool. You have two others, or how does that?
Mm-hmm.
What are you?
Yeah, but they're, yeah. So I'm like at 79, and the other two are at like 12 and a half and 8.5, something to that effect.
Yeah, yeah, no problem. Like, you have a you know, better chance you have all of them fill out the application. So we just run well, it's on the business's line, but we run personal credit. You see what I'm saying? Just to make to verify that you know you don't have a tax lien or anything. It's just it's we're not allowed to lend to people with like that. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, I'll have to think about that. But anyway, go ahead. So tell me what kind of rate do you think you'd be lending at? Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, with good credit, when you're not taking that much out compared to, you know, the longer the term is, the higher the interest rate. You know, we start mid-single, like mid-single digits around, and it kind of works up, you know, from there. You know, you're on the higher end. It goes with it goes from 3 months to 3 years. So, you know, keep that in mind. It's just going to work up from there the longer the term is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, let's make it 18 months then.
Well, I mean, I can't get you, like, hard numbers. I don't have, like a little calculator where I can plug stuff into. The underwriters kind of have to do all that kind of paperwork there. I have to gather your financials. You know, it's based on gross annual sales, so they just have to see your bank statements, make sure you're bringing in the revenue you say you are, and then... you know,
yeah,
you go
no, that's
from
easy
there.
To do. So the thing I would do from this point on is I would turn it over to my chief financial officer, who is Mercy Jensen. And so one of the things I know she'll request are references, because I'm just not familiar with Bank of Cardiff.
Mm-hmm.
Or, is it Bank of Cardiff or Bank of Carlsbad? I couldn't remember.
It's Bank of Cardiff. We've been around for about 14 years now. You got an A-plus review with the Better Business Bureau. So you can just check it all. I'll send out some info as well. So you
where
can
are you located?
Right here in Miramar, La Jolla, right in between, right off of Miramar Road. So yeah, right around the neighborhood, you know.
Okay.
We also have an Irvine branch as well. I don't know if that.
Okay. No, I mean not right now. The we're located downtown. And,
okay.
And you know the reason you contacted us is because you said you liked our DNB rating. So you should be familiar with our credit rating. But you know, yeah, it's excellent.
Yeah, yeah. So you guys did something with that.
We're in our 40th year of business.
Oh, good. Good for you.
Although this particular, we technically changed the entity when we changed from Austin VM Robbins to AVRP. And so this entity is about 9 years old.
Okay.
Technically, but the reality is our business has been around for 40 years.
Yeah, no problem. Have you ever had a working capital before? Did you sound pretty
familiar
with it?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I know what working capital is, but
okay.
And then the other thing is our standard bank that does our standard banking is Regions Bank. And so we could not allow you to get in front of them, I would imagine.
No.
Yeah, okay. So why don't you do this? Give me your telephone number.
858.
Your name again. 858, yep.
225. 2347.
2347. Okay. And these are working capital lines up to 3 years, and that's on the higher end, and mid-fives and up, depending on what the terms, what our credit rating is, and that sort of thing, correct?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I'd have
to... And give me your name one more time.
Yeah, it was Pete.
Yeah, and last name?
Deegan, D-E-E-G-A-N, like dog, elephant, elephant, golf, apple,
got
Nancy.
It. I got it.
Perfect.
Yep. Okay, fine. And so Mercy Jensen, I'll turn this over to her because she's the one that handles all her banking and all her finances.
Perfect.
Okay? And she's been with the company for about 9 years as well. Okay.
And she'll give me a call later and we'll follow up from there.
Yeah, that's fine. Yep.
Sounds good, Doug. Sounds
right,
good.
Thanks,
when can I expect this call? Later today?
You know, it depends on her. She comes in Monday, Tuesday, does not come in on Wednesdays, comes in Thursdays, and Fridays comes in probably most of the time on Fridays, but not always on Fridays. So those are the days she comes in, and I'll talk to her, and it depends on what else is on her plate right now.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah. Sounds
okay.
Good, Doug. Exactly.
Thank you.
Well, perfect. I'll circle back then. Take
okay.
care.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.